Okay, so Parshat Yitro. So a lot happens in Parshat Yitro, as things go. Very exciting things, like Yitro comes and visits. Then mildly exciting things, like Kabbalat Torah, and the ensuing things. So Yitro, there's a lot to talk about. Let's maybe spend one day on Yitro coming. I think last year we dafka didn't spend too much time on the Aseret Dibrot.
No, we didn't. Yeah.
Or maybe should we just go straight this? I think last year we said everyone knows the Aseret Dibrot, so maybe we should just go to the Aseret Dibrot.
We can talk about Yitro.
Okay, so we'll start with Yitro. Then tomorrow we'll do a few days in the Aseret Dibrot. So Yitro comes. There's a lot of questions that have to be considered in the Yitro coming incident. So first of all, who did Yitro come with? What did he hear? Why is he coming? So let's just take up some of them quickly. So Vayishma Yitro Chohen Midyan Chotein Moshe Kol Asher Asa Elohim LeMoshe LeYisrael Amo Ki Otzi Adonai Et Yisrael MiMitzrayim. So Yitro, the Chohen Midyan, the priest of Midyan, the father-in-law of Moshe, heard everything that Hashem had done to the Jews, that he'd taken them out of Egypt. Vayikach Yitro Chotein Moshe Tziporei Shel Moshe Achar Shiluchah. So Yitro takes Tzipora, the wife of Moshe, after Shilucheha, whatever that means. We got to figure out what that means. That Shnei Vaneh and her two sons, Asher Shem Ha'echad Gershom, Ki Amar Gerayiti Beretz Nochriya. Gershom, who was named for I am a stranger in a foreign land. V'Shem Ha'echad Eliezer, Ki Elohei Avi Be'ezri V'Atzilenu Mecherif Paro. And Eliezer, because God has helped me and saved me from Paro. V'Yavo Yitro Chotein Moshe U'Vanav V'Ishto El Moshe, El Midbarsher, Hu Choneh Sham Her Elohim. And now Yitro comes, Uvanav Ishto El Moshe. So let's just even stop there. How many things do we have to explain just in those psukim? So let me throw some out. Who are Uvanav Ishto? Vanav Ishto Shel Hu?
Moshe.
So good. Most Mepharshim assume that it's Moshe. What's the problem with assuming that it's Moshe's? The Torah already said that Tzipora and the children came. So therefore, what is the other possibility, which is the position of the Zohar? Yitro's family. That Yitro bought Tzipora, Gershom Eliezer, and his wife, and his children.
No.
Now, why does this matter? So the Zohar takes the position that is, and others, Mincha Blula, takes the position that he's taking his family because fundamentally, this story is about Yitro coming to convert, join the Jewish people, something like that. And therefore, the focus here is not, he's also coming with Tzipora, and he's also coming with Moshe's family, but the primary reason he's coming is because he wants to come to join the Jewish people. And that is the story.
And then he left.
Yeah.
Why did he leave after?
Good. This will just add questions to it, and you have to figure out what exactly happened. And then part of it is, does he come back? And is Chovav that we meet in Bamidbar, is that Yitro? Is that Yitro's kids? How do Yitro's kids get there? Perhaps Yitro left, but left his children, according to this, right? If you think Chovav is his son, right? Meaning each of these has ramifications. But again, what we're going to do today is maybe just throw out some of these. So that's like a little question, which is, who is he coming with? Moshe's family or Moshe's family and his family? Which relates to the question of, why is he coming? Is he coming for his own inspiration? And therefore it makes sense that he's coming with his family, he's coming with his children. Why else might he be here?
I guess migrate with the Jews and...
These are all related.
Moshe's family.
Correct, meaning the... If you think that Ishto is the children and wife of Moshe, so maybe you'd say, why is this repeated twice? Because that's the point of this whole story. The only reason he's here to begin with is to bring back Moshe's family, not primarily for his own inspiration, but for the family component. Again, Moshe's family. And then And this is, so like that position is the Svarno, right? The Svarno just says that's what, or Bechor Shor, I'll just give you what he says. Now why, right, he just said, why did she come? Lihyot, omed, mimitraim, ve'viyah, etzlol, midyan, lihyot, omed, mishameret. He had taken her to protect her, and essentially, according to these Mefarshim, why... Now, according to the position that he's coming for his own inspiration, so why is it important to tell us that he heard about the miracles?
Because
that's what inspired him. What about if you think that he's coming to bring back Moshe's family? Why is it important that he knew about the miracles?
Because the whole reason he was sent back was because he was worried, like, why are you bringing them in?
Exactly, that's what the Svarno says. That
now there's no trouble.
That whatever had happened before, they had gone back to Minyan because of all the trouble that could come from somebody who says, hi, God told me to take on the world superpower and demand that he free millions of slaves. Do you mind if I take your daughter and your grandchildren with me on this dangerous mission? And Yitro says, do me a favor, bad idea. Or Moshe says, you know what, come back. And then Yitro hears, okay, the miracle happened, everything is safe, everything is great, now it's time to bring back the family. The third, so that's two possibilities, right? So the majority of the Mefarshim actually assume that he's coming for himself, even if he's bringing Tzipora and the children, he's also coming for himself. That's the position in the Midrash, in the Gemara. Rashi follows this, Ramban follows this, etc. The third possibility, and this is from Reb Zvi Hoffman and Kosuto. They claim that he's coming after these miracles, not primarily to bring back his family, that's part of it, but on a diplomatic mission as the representative of Midian. Because he heard, hey, there are these Jews who are powerful by virtue of the fact that God is on their side. So he comes to represent Midian. So why is it important to bring the family, because that's the traditional way to have diplomatic ties in the ancient world. Hey, there's this powerful nation, and my daughter is conveniently the wife of the leader of said nation. It is good, and what better way of having a diplomatic meeting if you bring the wife back, right? Lord of the Rings, end of Lord of the Rings, right? Elrond brings his daughter to marry the king, okay? It's a diplomatic mission which ends in a wedding. That's all I'm going to say, okay? I haven't ruined it for you. That's all I'm going to say.
If you're this old and you haven't read the book, you deserve to have it ruined for
you. No, we told him he has to. He has to. He is committed to it.
Yeah.
But he will. So what we've seen today is the three possibilities of why he's here. Right? One is primarily to reunite, and again, they can overlap, but the three factors: reuniting the family, converting himself, being inspired, joining the Jews, and all those manifestations, whatever you think it is, actually converting, not converting, but being part of the Jewish, however you want to do it, we can subdivide these, or as on a diplomatic mission. According to each, you have to explain why does it matter that he heard the miracles. So if it's about the family, it's just, now he knows it's safe. To the extent that it's about his own inspiration, conversion, it's obvious. That's what inspired him to join the Jewish people. If it's a diplomatic mission, it's, hey, these people are super powerful, now's the time to come, let's bring the family, because that is a good way of creating diplomacy. Other questions that you have to deal with in this story are, what is Achar Shiluchah? The assumption behind this whole story is that Tzipora is not there. Where is she? So here, again, you get divide, and I'll just throw out the possibilities very quickly, because I really don't want to spend too much time on it. But, Achar Shiluchah, so you tell me, what could Shiluchah mean?
Well,
I guess I'm supposed to send back.
So it could just mean send back. What else can shilucha mean? What does shilucha usually mean? In it could be something stronger than that, which is divorce. Right? Not just sent away, but divorce. And this is a machlokes in the Midrash. Okay, this is a machlokes in the Mechilta de Rabbi Shmuel and in the Mechilta de Rashbi. Rabbi Yeshua in the Mechilta de Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Elazar HaModai in the Mechilta de Rashbi assume that he had actually divorced her. Now, what exactly was this divorce? So Rav David Tzvi Avin says it probably wasn't like a permanent divorce. It was some sort of, I don't know if you're ever going to come back. You know, it's one of those things, my daughter's going to be chained to you. I won't know if you died off there in Egypt. Like, temporarily give her a divorce. And if you survive, and if everything works out, I'll bring her back and remarry. But don't leave her in Aguna in Midian, not knowing whether her husband died. The majority of Mefarshim think that he sent her away but didn't divorce her. Again, this is Rabbi Elazar HaModai in the Mechilta. Possibly, right? It's unclear exactly how to read the Mechilta, really, that's the question, right? Is it divorce or just being sent away? That's probably a better way of saying this. It's not totally clear whether it was a divorce or just a sending away. Many of the Mefarshim assume it wasn't a divorce. It was just, you know, he sent her away to be safe. That's like how Rashi understands it. So that's two possibilities within these Midrashic traditions. Was an actual divorce? Either way, it's probably not that he intended to end the marriage. The only question, did he formally end the marriage to protect her, or did he just send her away? The Sfarno and the Orach Chaim have a different interpretation, which is Achar Shilucha is nothing about this at all. Achar Shilucha means after Tzipora sent messages to Moshe and said, hey, I want to come back. Right? Not he sent her away, but she sent to him. And therefore, according to that, everything we said at the beginning is wrong. This is not about Yitro at all. It was Tzipora's initiative. Clearly, the unification of the family was the important thing. And maybe Yitro was only willing to because of the miracles. But that's a totally different possibility. There is one more possibility. The Rashbam says, which is that Shilucha means that he sent a dowry. That he brought her along with a dowry. And that this is part of some sort of reunification process, including dowry and marriage and stuff like that. Like I said, there are many other possibilities, but these are just sort of sketching out some of the main directions in the Yitro story, each of which develops its own narrative arc, depending on what you think was happening here. But because last year, I think we dafka spent time not on the Aseret HaDibrot, because I was like, oh, you all know the Aseret HaDibrot, I would like to spend at least a few days on Aseret HaDibrot. So today, I just mapped out arcs of the Yitro story, and then, you know, the next 3 days, at least the 2 days that I give, and maybe even the third day, we'll do Aseret HaDibrot. I assume if I tell Ray Wasserman, please speak of the Aseret HaDibrot, he will be amenable. It's usually an easy